Agricultural programs are made possible by First Midwest Bank, serving Illinois' agricultural community with locations in Champaign, Danville, Galesburg, Morris, and McHenry. More information is available from Kathy Ferguson in Morris at 815-941-3758. First Midwest Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Thanks for listening to Morning Edition this morning on WYLL AM 580 and FM 90.9 HD2 and HD3. It's time now for the pre-opening commodity market reports, and here's Dave Dickey. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning, Jay, and good Monday morning, everyone. Japan, the world's second largest economy, today says it's in a recession for the first time since 2001, after gross domestic product contracted at an annual pace of 0.4% in the third quarter, and after a shrinking 3.7% contraction in the second quarter. Japan now joins the 15-nation Eurozone in a recession, defined as two straight quarters of GDP contraction. OPEC today cut its forecast for world demand for its crude oil next year due to the slowing global economy, building a case for further oil supply cuts to prop up prices. In its monthly report, OPEC said it expected 2009 demand for its oil to average 30.92 million barrels per day. That is 220,000 less than last month's forecast and 920,000 barrels per day less than its estimate for 2008 demand. The Dow Jones Industrial Average at 8,359 is down 138 points. The NASDAQ 1499 off 17 and three quarters. The S&P 500 at 860 is down just one tick under 13 points.
Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by AgriGold Hybrids, funding agricultural programming as an additional service to the many AgriGold customers in the AM 580 listening area. AgriGold, the corn specialists. More information is at agrigold.com or at 800-262-7333.
Joining us now with a look at the agricultural weather is AM 580 Chief Meteorologist Ed Kieser. Good morning, Ed.
Good morning, Dave. And we're looking at some winter weather starting to push into the Midwest Corn Belt, some colder air coming in, some scattered flurries here and there. And this morning in my last report, by the way, I was just highlighting where the snow is most significant, and we got calls in, hey, there's flurries outside now, and there are some scattered around the area. But anything that we're going to get around the Champaign-Urbana area and most of central Illinois today, very insignificant, just a couple flurries may fall at times. But accumulating snow for parts of northern Indiana, east-central Indiana, Ohio, southern lower Michigan, a lot of it lake effect, not all of it lake effect, though, around Dayton and Columbus, Ohio, some light snow falling, accumulations under an inch, but accumulations nonetheless. So that'll slow field work down in those areas for a little bit, but over the next week or so, we look at some ups and downs in temperature, but mostly dry weather. So some field access will be possible in the Midwest this week into early next week. And at this point, the medium range computer model guidance shows no sign of any really significant precipitation until about the 26th. That would be the day before Thanksgiving. And that's so far out that we can't really bank on that as being when it's going to change. But right around the Thanksgiving time is when the next potential chance of change comes in. And the maps right now are showing mostly rain with some snow in western Minnesota and the Dakotas out around Thanksgiving time with colder air to plunge in after that. And we could get some snow in the final days of November. It's a possibility. But so far out that we are certainly not banking on that. You may recall last week there was a blizzard on the maps for the Midwest this coming weekend. Well, Saturday is looking quiet with the southwest flow. It's actually going to get a little milder the way it looks right now, and there's no blizzard or winter storm or anything like that on the map. It just goes to show that you can't rely on the long-range forecast 10 to 16 days out, because a lot of times there's change. And we'll probably see change in the forecast for this weekend compared to where it is right now. But the bottom line is it does look like this next week will be dry, which is favorable for farming activities. As we go to South America, we do have some things to talk about. First off, in Argentina, there were some thunderstorms in Argentina over the weekend, scattered about. Not everybody got them. But one key area that did see some rain was parts of the province of Cordoba. Cordoba has been extremely dry, and it looks like they got some thunderstorms, which helped topsoil moisture for at least the northern portion of Cordoba. But it looks like the important southern areas remain dry. So the state of Cordoba is now a mixed bag there, but some locally significant rain did fall. Widely scattered showers and thunderstorms are going to be possible at times, but it looks like generally dry weather is going to be covering Argentina here during the coming week. So there are going to be continued concerns about dryness and that slowing down the corn and bean planting. Wheat harvesting, though, will move along rather quickly in Argentina, but there is some concern about dryness in Argentina, and there are some significant dry pockets, especially in southern Cordoba, where they were very dry earlier in the season as well. As we look at Brazil, it looks like most areas had dry weather during the last 24 hours, and it got a little warm in the center west areas of Brazil on over toward Bahia, and we're likely to see dry weather in those places for the next couple of days, but it does look like there will be some widely scattered showers and thunderstorms from time to time in at least the center west into southeastern Brazil. And it does look like next week there's probably going to be more of the same, which is generally dry in Argentina and occasional showers in Brazil. That's a look at the growing areas. I'm meteorologist Ed Keezer.
In the Sunday night overnight trading session, Kansas City December wheat opened at 589, down 4 1/4. Last trade down 2 1/4. At the Chicago Board of Trade, December wheat opened at 551.5, down 2 3/4. Last trade down 1. July $6, down 3. Last trade down 6. December corn opened at 375, down 6 1/4, last trade unchanged. March, 392 1/4, down 4 3/4, last trade up 1/4. July, 416 1/4, down 3.5, last trade down 1 3/4. January beans opened at 890, down 6, last trade down 4 1/4. July, 924 1/2, up 1/2, last trade down 9. December soybean meal opened at 265.20, down 30. Last trade up 50. December soybean oil opened at 32.40, down 20. Last trade down 46. Joining us now on the phone to talk about the markets is Brian Maple of F&C Stone and Company, and he is in Indianapolis, Indiana. Good morning, Brian.
Good morning, Dave.
Want to talk a little bit about numbers that were actually released on the 14th, but rather late in the day. These inform a new thoughts about planted acres for the new crop. They really have bumped up significantly their soybean estimate at the expense of corn. What do you think about the numbers?
Well, I think it's about time. They've been running 2.5 million acres shy of this past year on bean plantings, and I think today, with the credit situation where it's at, we're going to see some acres shift back over to beans. So I've been in the camp that we're going to see it easier to grow the bean acres this next year rather than the corn acres. Certainly, we're going to gather some acres from CRP. There'll be some cotton acres in the south that don't get planted, and those probably come back to soybeans. And then there's probably going to be a few wheat acres out in the northwest that don't get seeded because of the late harvest out there that may end up going either way. But right now, I would lean towards beans. So I tend to agree with what they're looking for. I actually might bump the bean acres a little bit higher than what they're using at 77.2 and maybe even take corn acres down a little bit from the 86.8 that they were putting out. But a lot will change between now and March 1st.
turn your attention to today. What are the pertinent features for the opening calls?
Well, I think, as always, it's the outside markets. Crude oil's off and making a little bit of a run here. We're sitting here with crude oil right now up $1.10 after being lower most of the morning. The dollar's actually backed off. It's up roughly 440 points right now. It's a full penny below where its high was last night. And I was impressed last night that the grains could actually hold on fairly well in light of the outside influences that were out there and trade to some fairly decent higher numbers. So I think you'll see a mixed day today. We'll trade both sides. Fundamental news is fairly quiet. I think he was talking about the Argentine dryness. That's going to catch a little bit more press. And we continue to see the funds liquidate out here. Friday's an evident of that, where we have 8,000 drop in the open interest, even though the market was higher in corn. So I'm going to lean towards this thing going both ways. We might start just a touch easier, but my real feeling is you'll start slightly better both corn and beans, Dave.
What in the corn is left for index funds to liquidate?
I think that I read where the index funds still hold somewhere around 224,000 contracts. I didn't actually pull that, Dave. I'll have to go look for that. But I think that's pretty close. The index funds have about 224,000 yet to dump when it's all said and done.
So do they dump all of that by the end of the year to keep a good chunk of it for next year, roll it out?
I think some of it all depends on what their investors do. See, Friday or Saturday actually was a day for some of their investors to commit on what they were going to do for the first of the year. And I think at these levels, there'll be some people that will decide to keep it.
Thank you very much, Brian.
Thanks, Dave.
Brian Maple of F.C. Stone & Company. He is in Indianapolis, Indiana. And he joins us every Friday on the Monday, rather, on the pre-opening commodity market report. You're listening to WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM, HD2 and HD3 Urbana. The time now is 9:01 Central Time.